You are listening to Classic Composers, Ludwig von Beethoven by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press. A musical genius. Ludwig von Beethoven was a musical genius. He created some of the most powerful classical music ever heard. Beethoven had a difficult life, but the music he wrote made people feel excited and happy. A difficult childhood. Ludwig was probably born on December 16, 1770. No one is sure exactly when Beethoven was born. He said he was born in 1772, but church records show he was baptized in 1770. He was born in Bonn, Germany. His father and grandfather were both musicians. They worked for a prince. His mother took care of the family. Ludwig had two older brothers who died before he was born and several younger siblings. He was named after his grandfather. Little Ludwig's father could tell very early his son was good at music. He started teaching the little boy to play the piano when he was just 4 years old. But Ludwig was so small, he could not yet reach the keyboard. He had to stand on a stool to play. Ludwig also learned to play the violin and a keyboard instrument called the clavier. Ludwig's father was often mean to him. Sometimes he made Ludwig stay up all night to practice. If Ludwig played wrong notes, his father hit him. Sometimes he even locked Ludwig in the basement. It seemed like his father would do anything to make Ludwig a great musician. A new teacher. When Ludwig was 7 years old, he gave his first concert. Because Ludwig was small, his father told people the little boy was only six. People could not believe such a young boy could play so well. Ludwig was a terrible student in school. He had trouble spelling and doing math. He once said, "Music comes to me more readily than words." Ludwig's father was not just mean. He also was not good at teaching. But Ludwig got lucky. When Ludwig was 10 years old, the Prince of Bonn hired a new organ player. His name was Christian Neefe. When Neefe heard Ludwig play, he asked to teach him. Neefe treated Ludwig well. Ludwig liked his new teacher very much. His playing got better and better. Sometimes, Neefe even let Ludwig play the organ for the prince. Off to Vienna. Beethoven published his first composition when he was only 12 years old. When young Beethoven was 14, he got a job. He became the organist at the court of Prince Maximilian Franz of Austria. The prince loved Beethoven's music. When Beethoven was nearly 20, the prince sent him to Vienna, Austria, to study music. Beethoven studied with a great composer named Joseph Haydn. After a few weeks, Beethoven learned that his mother was very sick. Beethoven rushed back to Bonn. His mother died soon afterward. A few years later, Beethoven went back to Vienna. He wrote his first symphony. It was much louder than the music people listened to at the time, but everyone liked it. People also loved to watch Beethoven play in theaters. He became famous very quickly. Beethoven played so hard and so loudly that he sometimes broke the piano. Beethoven first performed his Symphony No. 1 in 1800 at the Burgtheater in Vienna. The future Emperor of Austria is believed to have said, "There is something revolutionary in that music." Terrible news. When Beethoven was in his 20s, he began to lose his hearing. By 1800, he could no longer hear what people said. Soon, he could not hear his own music when he played the piano. In spite of his hearing loss, Beethoven continued to compose and play music. Sometimes he used ear trumpets to hear better. Later, he placed his ear on the piano to feel the vibrations. Beethoven also remembered what his music sounded like. This helped him compose new music. His greatest works. His Moonlight Sonata, Sonata 14, is a beautiful piece for piano. People enjoy performing and hearing it today, and he wrote it in 1802 after losing his hearing. Between 1803 and 1812, Beethoven wrote some of his most famous works. Beethoven also wrote several symphonies. One of the most famous was his Third Symphony. It is also called Eroica. Eroica means hero. Beethoven composed it to honor Napoleon Bonaparte, a great general of France. Beethoven wrote short pieces of music too. In 1810, he wrote a simple piece. It was called Für Elisa. Für Elisa means for Elisa. Who was Elisa? No one knows. Today, students still play this sweet, pretty music on the piano. In 1824, Beethoven wrote his last symphony. It contained a section called the Ode to Joy. This part was sung by a chorus. This happy and uplifting piece of music is today the anthem of the European Union. As he was losing his hearing, Beethoven did not go out in public much. But on May 7, 1824, he conducted his Ninth Symphony. The crowd cheered wildly, but Beethoven could not hear them. Then, one of the singers turned him around to face the audience. Beethoven could see them standing and clapping. He was so happy, he started to cry. Beethoven composed only one opera, Fidelio, which took years to get right. He rewrote one part no fewer than 18 times. Beethoven's death. Beethoven died in 1827 after a long illness. He was only 56 years old. In 2024, scientists said that Beethoven's deafness may have been a result of too much lead in the water and wine he drank. Now, almost 200 years later, people continue to love Beethoven's music. Children learn his music on the piano. People listen to his music on the radio and in concerts. Beethoven's work will live forever. The End. We hope you enjoyed Classic Composers, Ludwig von Beethoven, by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press.